Now we have a wonderful theme. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass, and as I have purposed, so shall it stand. God's faithfulness. There are so many broken promises in the world. We can see the degradation of mankind. You know, year by year, decade by decade. I'm sure those who have been around for several decades can see society's really going downhill. But here we are, and we'd like to here we are today, and we'd like to welcome all of you to the 2011 Muhammad Bible Students Convention. This is a wonderful thing to have you all here. We are very, very glad that you are here. You know, yesterday around noontime, this was just another empty hotel room. That was it. And then later in the afternoon, some brothers started showing up, you know, and the things started getting set up. And this room is now alive. It's alive with those who are privileged to know the past, the present, and the future of all humanity. We're ones who have sure, rock-steady hopes that cannot be shaken. We don't need any consultants or pundits to explain things to us to tell us what's going on, because we know what's going on. Because we have the God's Word as the lamp under our feet and the light under our path, and His providences to lead us, you know, where we're stepping or faltering, He's going to have His providences to show us the way. And we're very thankful that the Lord has led you here this weekend. Over the years, I've been consecrated about 25, 26 years now, and there have been many changes over the years. We've seen ones finish their course, finish the work that the Lord had for them to do, and others still going on. We're still here this side of the veil, and we're looking forward to the work our Lord has for us to continue to do. And the majority of the work is right in ourselves, because we have to get ourselves ready. And the other things out here that we do are really for that main purpose. So whether the work is here, whether it's elsewhere, maybe even in Texas or something, we have two of our dear brethren who are going to be leaving the Muhammad area. They're still part of the ecclesia, but we're going to release them temporarily for Texas to see how that works out. But whether it's this side of the veil, the other side of the veil, we're really looking forward to everything the Lord has for us. So in the meantime, we want to help each other to more fully appreciate our Father's plan and character and to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And you think about that, really, we're supposed to get rid of that old mind and replace it with the new mind and the character and the whole influence and outlook of our Heavenly Father. And to this end, we look unto Jesus as our pattern. After all, this is His house. And I think of Hebrews 3, 1 through 6, where he says, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as Moses was also faithful in all his house. For this man, Jesus, was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. This is Jesus' house that we're in today. Christ as a son over his house, whose house we are, if. Here's the if. Here's the condition. If we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. There's the if. Hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Well, holding fast, that has to do with faithfulness. Faithfulness. Now, if you look in the dictionary about faith, they have a very bad definition. They think it's, well, believing something with no proof. But we realize that faith is built on substance and evidence. We have the proofs. It's just others can't see them. We see them so clearly, we can testify in a court of law, say, yes, we know these things. We know the Lord has returned. We know His plan is a surety. Absolutely. We could show them the proofs, even though they couldn't see it. But we have those proofs in our heart. We have it in our mind. But if we look at the word faithful, this has to do with the performance as a result of your faith. And in the 1828 Webster, as he says, a firm adherence to the truth, that's what this is. This isn't a religion. This is the truth. And to the duties, its duties. Firmly adhering to duty of true fidelity, loyal, true to allegiance, constant in the performance of duties, exact in attending to commands as a faithful servant. That's what faithful is. And that's what we covenanted to do. Now we falter, we fail. But we pick ourselves up and we keep going. We apply the blood of Christ to wash our robes and keep going. And the thing is, you never quit. You never quit. And if you look in how the Heavenly Father looks at that with the bullock, the burning of the bullock in the tabernacle, it once it was ignited, that fat and etc. was ignited, it burned until it was extinguished. That's also true of the Lord's goat, which pictures the church. Now, I don't think there's anyone of the body of Christ who hasn't faltered and failed and picked themselves up. But from our Heavenly Father's standpoint, he sees that fire never extinguished. It was ignited and it burned until it was all consumed, and that's when the fire went out. And because we have the blood of Christ to cleanse us, to help reinstate us, from a Heavenly Father's standpoint, he says, they did perfectly. That's the way our Father sees it. And that's why we're here, to help each other. Help each other. Now, to help us, especially this weekend, we're going to have studies about God's faithfulness, what he has promised, what he has done, and what he will do. And that's really what those little notepads are about. So you got to figure out all those pictures. Well, I was kind of thinking about other folks that make promises. And I was thinking, for instance, the world of investments, you know, the financial world. Here's the assurance you typically get. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Have you ever heard that before? In other words, we may have done okay, but you can't bet on it. We make no promises that we can say we can keep. Well, with God, past performance is the indicator of future results. And he says, don't take my word for it. Look what I've done. Look what I've done, and I will not falter. Everything I've promised is going to come to pass. But with the individual fulfillment of these promises in each of our lives, there are uncountable ways in which he shows his faithfulness and his watch care over us to give us exactly what we need. Sometimes it's a 2x4 over the head. Sometimes it's an encouragement. Sometimes it's a little experience of reassurance. In fact, just last night, when Sister Ann and I were going back to our house and she needed to pick up some eye drops, we stopped at a drugstore. I pulled in, and I was on the top of this little grade, you know, a little slope. Parked the car, ran in, 5 minutes, came back out. The car wasn't there. So I looked around. Well, gee, where's the car? Well, I looked at the other side of the parking lot. It was I parked on the upside. It had rolled completely across the parking lot. I looked across, and it was parked absolutely perfectly parallel to those lines. You know, the back wheels are against the curb. There was no other car there. And it really hit me, even though we're just stumbling forward, our Heavenly Father says, I got this. You keep doing what you've covenanted to do. You're going to mess up a lot along the way, but I'll take care of all those details like every event on planet Earth. I'll control. You take care of your consecration. So I appreciate that little happy little reassurance. So, dear brethren, let us help one another to get the greatest blessing these 2 days while this room is holy ground. Because come Sunday night, it's just going to be another empty hotel room.